Organized labor is set to stage a nationwide protest against the high cost of living and harsh economic conditions. Labor unions in the regional capitals are also set to demonstrate simultaneously. The demonstration, which has been termed the largest anti-government protest, is expected to draw the biggest crowd in recent times. Spokesperson for organized labor, Kofi Asamoah, appealed to the demonstrators to comport themselves in order to have a peaceful protest.
We are more than set. Every arrangement is completed, and there will be demonstrations, as you stated, in Accra, the other nine regional capitals. The police have given an indication that they will be able to contain the situation both in Accra and in all the regions. The meeting scheduled to happen to meet government is called off, which means then that there is no hurdle as well as other protection, security-wise, or any other related thing is concerned. So let me use this medium in inviting all workers throughout the whole country, working people, both formal and informal, employers, industry, and all those who feel the pinch of the hard economic situation that we have, to join us in expressing our frustrations to government and the people of Ghana.
So are you saying you did not meet government over this issue, because there was a rumor going around that you are in a meeting with government?
There was a scheduled meeting, but the meeting has been called off. There was no meeting at all. We met yesterday and the previous day, and we have received information to the effect that we are going to meet the police. They seem not to have any problem again on the issue of they are able to contain the numbers that will be demonstrated. Right now, we are expecting them to have some meetings. We know also that the police have had meetings in almost all the regional capitals, and everything really under control. That is why I'm saying that we are expecting workers to come in their numbers for us to express our frustration.
So apart from the security from the police, what other measures are you putting in place so that within you, the demonstration will be peaceful?
We have, definitely when we go on demonstration, we working people generally, there are other machinery put in place. I can't really mention it, but definitely we are ensuring that as much as possible, the demonstration becomes peaceful.
Yeah, there are concerns that some miscreants will infiltrate your ranks and cause commotion.
That's why we have the police there as much as possible. This is a peaceful demonstration, and we're hoping that anybody who participates in the demonstration do not create problems.
So how many people are you expecting?
I can't put my finger on, but we are expecting all workers within the Accra Thomas municipality, and both formal and informal. We cannot put our hand on the exact numbers, but it will be quite a massive demonstration.
And what is the convergence point for Accra?
We are all meeting at our brass port where we'll begin the demonstration.
You heard the spokesperson for organized labor, Kofi Asamoah.
Meanwhile, the Ghana Police Service has given the green light to organized labor to stage its intended demonstration. The police were in talks with organized labor to stage a demonstration on regional basis, but the attempt failed. The police had earlier expressed its inability to guard all the demonstrations. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the head of public affairs of the Ghana Police Service, DSP Sifas Arthur, called on organized labor to control their members to have a peaceful demonstration. He said the police were within that constraint, ensure law and order for the people to go about their daily economic and social activities without hindrance.
What went into this decision? We couldn't make any headway with our discussion with organized labor. Our stance was that they should do it on a regional basis at different dates. They didn't budge, and so all along we were also making preparation for any eventuality. So as the tone of the release indicates, we have made preparation within our constraints as we communicated, and we are ready to maintain law and order and protect lives and property during the demonstration. We have marshaled enough resources, both personal or human and logistical, across the country to ensure that we are able to undertake our mandate of maintenance of law and order.
Do you have the manpower to police this demonstration across the 10 regions of Ghana?
This is the multi-million dollar question that we all need to answer. For ourselves, and I thought the media could have also propagated our concern, but they seem to always be putting forward the argument of the organized labor. Some saying that, oh, but there is a police command in every region. Why doesn't the command in the region take care of it? But that it doesn't work like that. But we have mobilized We have marshaled enough resources, as I've told you. We are duty-bound. We are mandated by the Constitution to maintain law and order on this occasion. And that is what we are going to do. As of now, they would change their mind and stagger it. All the best for us. But we are appealing to organized labor that they should also control their membership during the demonstration in conformity with the Public Order Act 491 of 1994, so that the event comes and goes peacefully without any untoward incident being recorded.
That was the head of public affairs of the Ghana Police Service, DSP Cephas. As I now go over to our correspondent Samuel Bannon, he's at Oba Sport to tell us what is currently going on there. Hello Samuel. Well, we seem not to have him on the line. We'll try and establish contact with him again. And you and I'm the at a bus port.
Meanwhile, some pressure groups are urging workers and members of the public to stay away from the demonstrations. The Coalition of Youths for Positive National Development says current economic challenges require all citizens to join hands with government to deal with the issues. According to the coalition, demonstration is not the way to go in trying to tackle the current economic situation. A statement from the coalition calls for a massive campaign to usher in a regime that will see all Ghanaians living up to their tax obligations to the state and be ready to expose people who engage in activities like smuggling, tax evasion, abuse of public office, and misuse of public utilities. Puri Prosper is the spokesperson for the group. He spoke to Agatha Samwa on Behind the News.
People seem to be over-exaggerating the situation in the country, perhaps for their own claims and caprices. Strikes or demonstrations could be justifiable in a situation that the employer has the capacity or the ability to better the living of the employee, then willfully refuses to do so. But every Ghanaian at this moment should be able to know that the country is at a period of rebasing our economy. We are transcending into a new phase of our nation's development, whereby we are all trying to make sacrifices and to transcend this nation from just a primary economy into an industrial economy, opening up that opportunities will be there, especially for the youth. We think that what organized labor is doing is, an exhibit of greed, and we are perhaps not open and giving a true judgment to the state of this country. They are trying to be greedy. I think that it is time that we sit down as a people and we all agree where we want to push this nation towards. People should not always prioritize their parochial interests over that of the country. And we are thinking that the demonstration that organized labor intends to carry on is unwarranted. We think that some people are screwing some other people and leading them into something that is not over well for this nation's development.
I guess you are a worker.
Yes, I am.
And don't you feel the economic hardship in the country?
Well, I don't know what you talk when you say feel the economic hardship in this country. I have just made it clear that the situation that we face is a wake-up call on us all to make sacrifices at this moment.
Are you joining the demonstration or are you not?
I don't think I will be disloyal to my country to that extent.
Spokesperson for the Coalition of Youth for Positive National Development, Puri Prosper, talking to Agatha Samwa on Behind the News.